Hey, Fresh Capital listeners. Welcome to our Simple Sprouts series. We're tired of long, overcomplicated explanations of things in business and investing. So every week, we pick an investing or business concept and explain it in a refreshingly simple way. The challenge? To do it in 5 minutes or less. Let's get started. What is yield? Yield describes the earnings you generate on an investment over a particular period of time. It can include an increase in the value of the investment and any dividends or earnings created by your investment as well. Let's use a quick example. If you buy $1,000 of shares in a company today, and a year from now you receive $100 in dividends, then the yield on your investment was 10% for the year, 100 divided by 1,000, a nice healthy return. But that's not all yield captures. If throughout the year the company you invested in did well and received positive news coverage, you could expect the share price to increase too. By the end of the year, your $1,000 of shares is worth $1,100 in addition to the dividends. In this scenario, your yield for your initial $1,000 investment would be 20% because it includes the $100 in dividends and $100 in increased value. Put simply, yield is a way to measure the profitability of your investments over time. Another common asset class that uses yield is real estate. When your friends or family talk about renting out their property, they might mention yield. In the same fashion as the company shares example, yield in this circumstance is describing the amount the property is earning over a period of time, usually each year. If your friend owns a house worth $1 million and rents it out for $20,000 a year, then they're generating a yield of 2%. $20,000 divided by 1 million. Of course, when calculating yield, you must also remove any costs and expenses associated with your investment. For stocks, that's easy, because the only costs are incurred when you buy and sell the investment through brokerage. But for properties, this is much different. Properties have ongoing maintenance fees if things are broken and need repair, and there are always fees, insurance, and taxes associated with owning property. So if we go back to our example, if your friend has $5,000 in fees associated with their property, that would take their annual return down to $15,000 and their overall yield down to 1.5%. So how is this concept useful? Well, as with any metric, it's an excellent way to compare things. In this episode, I've used two different asset classes, shares and real estate. Many people in Australia believe the best investment is to own a home. And if you look at recent housing prices, there's good reason to believe that. But if you look at the average gross rental yield in the first quarter of this year, the Australian average is just 3.7%. Compare that to the average dividend yield across the ASX, and shares do a little better with a yield of 4.1%. Yield also helps you compare investments in the same asset class. Many websites will calculate the yield of share market investments for you, so it's easy to compare. Over the last 12 months, the best Australian shares to invest in for yield were Fortescue Metals at 17%, Rio Tinto at 11.9%, and AGL at 10.6%. Some shares well known for their consistent dividend returns, like Telstra and ANZ, only had a dividend yield of 2.4% and 5% respectively. So you can use this information to sort out the good from the bad. In the housing market for this quarter, Sydney was the worst performer at 3%, while Darwin and Perth did the best at over 5% yield each. This gets even better if you're looking at apartments, with Darwin hitting 7.3% in yield, So you can use this information to choose the city that you might be purchasing a property in. The last point on apartments is a great illustration of an overlooked reason to buy an apartment. They might not appreciate in value like a house, but they often bring in better and more consistent yield through rent than a house. Add that up over 20 years, and you might actually have a better investment if you accounted for yield. So what's the big takeaway? Too often, you'll sit around a table while someone talks about their big payday, the one they just got on that investment. They bought it at $10 and sold it for $50. But just as important is the yield an investment generates for you between when you buy and sell. If you don't know how to measure it, then you won't know if you're making good investments or bad ones. That's this week's Simple Sprouts episode. Send us an email if there's a concept you want explained simply. Look in our show notes and leave a review. Thanks again, and we'll see you on Sunday for our weekly company breakdown.